Keith KR, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. This is Dr. Keith Cantor. How are you?
Hey, Doctor. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good.
You got a few minutes for me?
That's why I called. I'm ready. All right.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, can you hear me, sir?
Yep, I can hear you fine. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're not on speakerphone, are you?
No.
All righty. For the record, I am recording. Can I get you to state your first and last name for me, please, and give me your title?
Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R. I'm a doctor of nutritional science, and I'm the CEO of Name Program. .com is the website, but Name Program.
Where do you live?
Say that again?
Where do you live?
Near Atlanta, Georgia. It's called Suwanee.
Oh, okay. So you're a Georgia-based doctor.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, perfect.
But the program is national.
Okay. Alrighty, perfect. So, you know, we got this release earlier from Katie yesterday, and, you know, a lot of Americans, you know, are dealing with substance abuse issues. And, you know, we attribute it to certain things, you know, like poor economic status, peer pressure, things like that. But those aren't always, that's not the only cause. Talk to me about what we know and what numbers are out there that, you know, are attributed to substance abuse problems.
Well, first of all, there's approximately 15 million addicts in the United States per year, which is an astronomical number. Some of them are repeats, but still 15 million. So that's a pretty large number. And there's about 15,000 addiction and rehabilitation centers in the United States.
And, you know, what causes this drug addiction? What happens? What symptoms or what, you know, what things do people get into that maybe attribute to getting into an addiction?
Well, you know, my expertise is, of course, in the nutritional end, but before it gets to that, it's things like problems at home, depression, peer pressure, like you said. You know, they grew up in a gang and everybody gets high, or they're just in a group and everybody's getting high and they start off on one drug and move to the next, etc. That's why addiction centers and rehabilitation centers are so good, because it's a controlled environment, and not only could you speak to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, they could do all the other steps that may be very helpful in beating the addiction, because here's the real problem. The successful withdrawal rate from addiction in the United States is between 13% and 15%.
Okay, and
that's a scary number.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's these millions of Americans that have reported having a problem with alcohol, these other millions of Americans that have reported issues with having drugs. You know, another reason or another factor is nutrition. Can you talk about that? You know, why
yes.
is it so often overlooked?
Well, it's because really they didn't think about it. The NAME program now is trademarked, copyrighted, and patent pending. And what I did is, to make a longer story short, a friend of mine is opening up some addiction centers, and he asked me if I'd be on his board. And I said, sure. And then he said, could you look over the menus? So when I started researching it, you know, you start, and then you start, and you start really getting into it. And so I started really doing a lot of heavy research on what causes the cravings. And everybody, every human has opiate receptors in their body. They're in your brain, your spinal cord, your gastrointestinal tract. And these opiate receptors, which is just a cluster of proteins, give us our cravings. And not just for drugs, you know, for anything except for sex comes from opiate receptors. And what the studies show is that anybody who's addicted to a drug or alcohol has stimulated opiate receptors. And then as I read further and further and studied more and more and did more and more research before I wrote the paper, what I found is that there's a lot of things that stimulate the opiate receptors. And I'll give you one easy example. There's millions of people that are addicted to alcohol. But now they have sugar-free alcohol. Try to find somebody addicted to sugar-free alcohol. I've been doing this a long time. I've never found anybody addicted to sugar-free alcohol. And the reason for that is sugar stimulates the opiate receptors. When you take the sugar in and it stimulates the opiate receptors, it tells your body that you have an urge. Our body isn't able to distinguish lots of times between what that urge is for. So if you're already taking a drug or addicted to a drug, even if it's prescription drugs that we end up taking advantage of, or heroin or cocaine or oxycodone or alcohol, it tells us we have an urge. We assume that it's the urge for what we usually have urges for, which is the object that we're addicted to. So what we did with the named program is we went through very carefully and we designed menus to make sure that we don't stimulate the opiate receptors. And lots of things stimulate the opiate receptors besides the drugs. Sugar is a big one. Gluten is a big one. Certain milk byproducts are big. Caffeine, nicotine, they all stimulate the opiate receptors. Also certain preservatives and additives and dyes stimulate the opiate receptors. And that's what gives our body the urges. If we have people in a controlled environment and we could give them menus that don't stimulate the opiate receptors, it increases the success rate of successful withdrawal because we're not stimulating it and then just not having the drug available to them. If they're in a controlled environment, we're not stimulating it, and they have counselors there, and they have exercise there, and you know, in my program, I also have amino acid therapy, which helps suppress the opiate receptors, and there's a whole program for them, and most of the places are at least 28 days, and it gets them used to it, so their body gets used to being healthy, because most people are nutritionally deficient when they're addicted to something. Alcoholics get 50% of their calories from the sugar in the alcohol. So if they're consuming 3,000 calories a day, 1,500 are coming from just the alcohol. So they're obviously going to be deficient in other things. Another big factor is almost everybody who's addicted to a substance has what's called inflammation. And I don't mean a swollen ankle. I mean internal inflammation, where you could get it around your heart or get it around your brain or in your intestines or your joints. And, you know, it aggravates arthritis and things of that nature. So, and that's, inflammation is caused by having an acidic diet, having a diet where the pH is below 7. So as part of the menus and program, we want to get rid of that inflammation, so we give them a higher pH diet as part of it. We even give them water that's a little higher pH. And the reason we do that is, although inflammation is very bad for lots of things like fibromyalgia, like I said, arthritis, even heart disease and things of that nature, what it also does is it throws the insulin mechanism in our body, which is what controls the sugar, out of whack, and it gives us, in most cases, cravings for sugar. We have the sugar, and it stimulates the opiate receptors, which is telling us to have more of the drugs or alcohol that we were having. So if we could stop that inflammation and at the same time not stimulate the opiate receptors, it helps. And then in our program, even though each addiction center, rehabilitation center has a code to get the special menus, once the patient leaves, they're given that code so they could follow up on the menus, because it's just regular foods. It's just very specifically crafted so they don't stimulate the opiate receptors. And we did that for free, number one, so there's some type of follow-up, and number two, because we thought that and would lower the relapse rate.
Absolutely. And how long were you doing this study, Doctor?
Well, I just got the patent like I don't even know if it's a month yet, and we just started presenting it to the addiction centers. But the study was for months and months and months before that, when my friend asked me to be on his board. But if they go on the site namedprogram.com, under one of the things, I have all the research that was done, a lot of it not by me. Because the thing that struck me so strange is almost all the research on opiate receptors isn't on drugs. It's on things like diabetes, probably because of the inflammation, and Crohn's disease. Because those are bigger diseases, and there's more money available for studies for that. So that most of it wasn't really done, except at the very beginning, on drugs. It was done on other major, much bigger diseases. But the same scientific principle holds true. If your opiate receptors aren't stimulated, you don't get an urge for whatever it is. Now, if you're not addicted and you have sugar, you'll get an urge for more sugar. Gluten is a big one. And if you have gluten, it stimulates the opiate receptors. You tend to eat more. People who eat gluten versus don't eat gluten tend to eat 350 calories a day more than people who don't eat gluten, even if they have the exact same diet except for that. And it's because the opiate receptors are stimulated. So I just concentrated on the drug problem because I think it's such a disastrous problem in the United States.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that you want to add?
Well, one thing is the website's free. They could go on it and look. It's named namedprogram.com. They could also go to my personal website, which is DR for Dr. Keith Kantor, KEITHKNTOR.com, and it has information on nutrition in general, and they're both free. But the best way to beat an addiction is to use an addiction center, because it's very hard to do it by yourself. And it works much, much better in a controlled environment where you have psychologists and psychiatrists there, you know, therapy there, some type of exercise there, some amino acid therapy there, because they're usually very nutrient deficient. So it works much better when you go through some type of addiction or rehabilitation clinic.
Alrighty, Doctor, I really appreciate you taking the time to call me over here.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right, no problem. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.